Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number four, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, with an amazing offer for new customers. You bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. That's right, $200 in free bets by betting just $5. So you download DraftKings Sportsbook app. Make sure you use code KSN. You bet $5 on any NBA team. They win, you get $200 in free bets. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four. That means Andrew Pesce is back in the house. And we need to announce our winner from the Ask Ross segment.
Yes.
Believe it or not, it wasn't the guy who asked about Halloween candy bars. It was John from Rising Sun, Maryland. John will be getting in touch with you. Speaking of candy bars, Andrew, Halloween coming up. What is your favorite candy bar?
Snickers. Can't say it fast enough. Cannot say it fast enough. I like a Butterfinger second. That's interesting. I like Butterfingers, but Snickers, Snickers, Snickers. Like, I remember when my kids were young, I used to, like, thieve and pick Snickers out of their Halloween candy. I admit that. I'm a bad dad, I know.
And your kids get back and say, "Dad, what the heck happened here?" All right, Andrew, Mr. Snickers bar. Let's move on. After a bye week, we actually have a game to talk about. We've got Illinois coming into Happy Valley for homecoming week. Generations of Greatness uniforms.
Yeah, I love those things. Oh, my gosh. So good.
I do, too. I don't want them for every game.
So good.
I think it's just perfect doing it for one game.
So good.
All right. Your favorite part of the Generations uniform?
Oh, that's tough. It's a dead heat between the white cleats and the numbers on the helmet.
Exact right answer. I was going to say the same thing. All right. Let's actually talk about Illinois coming in. Illinois, not very good, Andrew. A lot of people, Penn State fans, are thinking, hey, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is for Penn State. Illinois, pretty much a walkover. Is it that? I mean, Illinois does have a win over Nebraska from earlier this season.
Oh, yeah, and the quality of that is such a high Q factor. Let's not talk about that. And it was in the opening weekend, which was a week earlier than everybody else started. So, yeah, that's not relevant. Without Sean Clifford guaranteed to be your starting quarterback and healthy, this game immediately becomes a more sticky pickle just because of what you saw out of two quarters from Taquan Roberson. That's it. It just becomes a stickier game. With healthy Sean Clifford, this is a walkover type game. And it's just that he was playing at that level and was elevating that football team at that level, right? He wasn't doing it overtly by, you know, putting up 450 yards a game, although he did have a 400-yard passing game. But he wasn't doing it overtly. It was that sort of, he was that leader for that team across the team. I'm not just talking about offense. And when you don't have that, now it's particularly at the quarterback position and you have no idea what you're going to get out of that position, really, literally, it just makes it a little stickier wicket. But I'm pretty sure the guys on defense haven't changed a whole lot, so they might be pretty good.
Yes, no doubt that they are. And all eyes are going to be on the quarterback situation. And my take on this, Andrew, from the beginning has been I thought we would see Sean Clifford against Ohio State, maybe be in uniform for Illinois as the emergency quarterback. The more we find out, the more it seems to be the case. What I also thought was we would see a much improved Taquan Roberson. His performance in the Iowa game, it was just too big for him. He came in, the game was going too fast, and everything just went south on him. And nobody helped on that offense. The running game, the offensive line, his receivers dropped a couple passes, the tight end, Brenton Strange. But now we get this out of James Franklin at a press conference that, you know what, Roberson hasn't even been separating himself from the number three, let alone, as you said earlier in our show, approaching the number one. What do you expect to see from Roberson, and should we expect to see Christian Vaiu also?
I honestly don't know, Jimmy. I do know this, and James said it as well, and I read that James said this after Wednesday's game, or Wednesday's practice, excuse me, in his press conference after everybody saw Sean Clifford out there practicing was, you know, the offense will be different if Sean is able to go, and the offense will be different if we have to go to one of the other two guys, right? So they essentially are kind of probably, Mike Yersin is probably having to work two separate game plans to a degree. I mean, James basically said that. So that's a little bit tricky. I mean, if Clifford is able to play and plays, it's not that difficult for Mike, right? But he can't have one game plan for three quarterbacks. James has made it clear that it's one for Sean, and we're going to have to change a lot. And some of that's going to be a very watered-down version of what they want to do, and it's going to be very minimal in terms of the passing game and for the either of the backup quarterbacks that if they have to play. It doesn't matter which one it is. It's going to be very simple, very minimal. You're not going to see anything that requires any reads or progressions or any of that stuff. You're going to see what, you know, what I like to call a lot of stop and show routes where the receivers stop and show themselves, right? Like, this is the guy, he's going to be at this spot, and the receiver's going to be at that spot. There's no reading the coverage, working off the coverage. None of that can be a factor with either one of those other two guys. So that's going to have an impact, but it also kind of puts a little more heat on the running game, if you ask me.
Well, let's talk about the running game. Obviously been a disappointment pretty much all season. And from what you've seen, now, can Mike Yersin do something to help the running game from what you've seen? Now, when I asked Ross about this, he talked in terms of if Roberson is playing, maybe it's the quarterback being a threat as a runner. But you still want to see something from your running backs. Can Mike Yersin do anything to help that out?
Yeah, I don't think so. I know he had been trying to help him out, you know, through the first six games by using wide receiver screens as a sort of loosen up type thing. But and they worked pretty darn well, and they still didn't help the running backs. And the other thing about the running backs are, remember, Devin Ford and John Lovett, they left the Iowa game with those fake injuries. Okay, I said it. And Noah Cain's been hampered. He's got something that's hampering him, and he's been sort of a bit sluggish, as you know Noah Cain, the healthy running back, to be, for weeks. So, you know, how many of those running backs are available? How many are healthy? Obviously, we never know because it's James, but we do know that they have some injury. It appears the only healthy running back that we know of the first four, is Kevon Lee. And, you know, he keeps staying in the Wolf doghouse by making, you know, little mistakes and stuff. But he's obviously the one that right now I would think would be the most healthy of the four. But it's more wait and see. And I don't know what I hate to say this, Jimmy, but I don't know what he does to help the offense other than you guys just have to win more battles of what is going on right in front of you. It's that pure and simple to me.
And you were correct about Devin Ford and John Lovett. Apparently, they weren't at practice Wednesday, or they weren't practicing, which would indicate that they really, really want to carry out this fake injury thing by not showing up for practice for the next 2 weeks. Let's talk a little bit about Illinois. They have a new coach, yeah. Brett Bielema. Probably the biggest news out of Illinois is he took the opportunity this past week to just throw his entire team under the bus.
Well, he not only threw his entire team, he threw the previous he threw the previous head coach, Lovie Smith, which, okay, you know, Lovie's not wasn't a great recruiter, but he did this in Arkansas as well. Like, he kicked, you know, Bobby Petrino. Not that Bobby Petrino can't be kicked under the bus, but Brett Bielema did what Brett Bielema does. This is everybody's fault but mine. I mean, this was his quote, "I don't believe we have a player in the two deep that they've recruited here over the last 3 years that is really significantly doing anything for us in the playing department. That's a major concern." Okay, so you're an Illinois player, especially if you play offensive line, because he really kicked the offensive line in the gut. If you're an Illinois player sitting in the locker room, that's your coach saying, you're like, what the heck? But it's just more bad stuff. It's like, what do you think you signed up for in Illinois, Brett? What did you think you inherited, a Rose Bowl berth roster? I mean, they haven't had a winning program in more than a decade. This is what you signed up for. But he's such a lazy, arrogant, you know what, that he doesn't work, and he deflects and blames, and he even kicks players under the bus. Former coaches, current staff, he's just he's a pariah, if you ask me. He's just a paycheck casher. He took the job, and he doesn't want to do the hard work.
And it's fascinating to me that the narrative before the season was how many super seniors Illinois had coming back, that you thought it was a case where the new coach convinced those players to stick around, that it was worth it to play for him. Maybe not the case, as it turns out. All right, Andrew, it's that time. We got the minute left. Last I looked in our DraftKings sportsbook, Penn State was something to the effect of a 23-point favorite. We need your prediction for the game, and we need your bold prediction for the game.
Okay, so Illinois is really bad offensively, right? They're going to probably play their backup quarterback. I like the running backs, but they're still not very good. They barely average 300 yards and 17 points a game. And the last time I checked, Penn State has 6 games of high-quality football on film defensively. So huge matchup nightmare for Illinois. A huge advantage for Penn State. 23-6 is my final. Penn State wins. My bold prediction is Penn State, without 14 taking a snap at the quarterback position, they will have more rushing yards than passing yards.
Wow. That
there you go.
That is bold, Andrew. Very bold, considering the way this team ran. I am going to, just because I don't want it to fall right on the spread, I'm going to call it 33-6. Penn State covers the spread. I think that's pretty bold, considering what the spread was. Andrew, that is it for the show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, has an amazing offer for new customers. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.